Well, welcome to Game Week, and we're excited to be here. Football players, football coaches, and certainly fans all across the country are excited for this week's arrival. Our players had the weekend off for rest and recovery, and we're anxious to get back out on the practice field with them this afternoon and continue preparation against a great UNI football program.
Paul, what's your plan of running back for Saturday?
The plan would be to see a lot of bodies out there carrying a ball and carrying it well. He's going to get the first carry and those guys are going to get the next three plays. And no, it's not that specific. We'll play one back. We'll play two back. We'll play a number of running backs on the field. And then as the game goes along and who's playing well and what the situations are, we'll be able to go from there.
Coach, have you named a backup quarterback yet, or is that competition going into this week?
We've got two backup quarterbacks, and we feel confident in both Joel and Grant in what they bring to our football program. I don't feel necessary to name who that guy is. We got two guys that are very capable and done a great job on the practice field.
Paul, how important is it for this team to get off to a fast start with all the changes and everything you've made in the offseason to kind of solidify that?
Every team wants to get off to a fast start, is it necessary? Is it needed? It's needed for confidence. It's needed for all the hard work that you've put in from the end of last season to the point right now. And we're anxious to continue the preparation to get to that point Saturday night and go play.
Well, what are you expecting from Northern Iowa? What kind of team?
Outstanding team, as they always field. Northern Iowa at the FCS level is a program that reloads, like traditional football powers that get more notoriety at the FBS level. Northern Iowa is all of that at their level, and they've reloaded again with great talent across the board, and I think Mark's very excited about his football team. You can hear that in the passion that he speaks of them offensively, defensively, and they got specialists back. So, yeah, we expect a very talented and loaded football team.
Paul, different question about the running backs. Mm-hmm. Who has made the most progress maybe as a blocker in helping out in the passing game, that way picking up a guy that gets through?
Not fair to assess that because they've not been put into game-like situations. We try to take care of our football team through a process of not cutting, and to really be able to define that with those guys, they got to be able to attack legs, and that's one of the things that they'll do as far as run blocking and pass protection is concerned. So that work is developed in scout team, that work is developed in individual work. So in a true team situation, I think they've all done a nice job of stepping up and blocking high and taking on people. And I don't think I would distinguish one over any of the others as far as that improvement's concerned.
Coach, the last two season openers haven't gone as planned for you. What needs to change this year to kind of avoid that upset in the first game of the season?
We need to play better. It's a simple answer. We need to play better, and when adversity comes, which it will, we need to be able to handle it and respond to it, whether it be in the first quarter or the fourth quarter or many times throughout. It's one of the things that we've really challenged our football team with, both on the field and off the field, in preparation for this season, not just the first game.
Coach, not sure if you had any time on Saturday to watch that FCS game of Montana and North Dakota State, but we got a ton of pub nationally. They put on a really good show. You've seen some good FCS teams come in here over the years. What's the difference in, like, those upper echelon FCS programs now compared to maybe when you were here as an assistant in the 90s?
Well, I think over time, you know, the limitations in scholarship numbers has allowed those programs, it's allowed the lower level FBS programs, and it's allowed the FCS programs to continue to grow. And they take guys at the end that we choose maybe not to project or not to take a chance on, and some of those players end up being better than some of the players that FBS program scholarship and take in the process. I think those programs just continue to develop. They do a great job with their talent. They do a great job of managing their numbers. And you know, they're doing a great job on the field with what they do offensively and defensively. And then those are two of the top teams at that level right now for sure.
When you face a team that has a lot of awards at the quarterback position going into game week, and I don't know if that will change And you know a coordinator wants to spread the field and play fast. Do you put more weight on the way that coordinator wants to play or the individual capabilities of some of those quarterbacks like Cole Morgan versus the others?
You got to put more weight on the offense and what they're going to do. And obviously they feel great about all their quarterbacks. I mean, if the competition has gone this long, all of them are playing extremely well in camp and making it very hard on the head coach and the offensive coordinator to make a decision in that regard. So you got to make sure you're defending the offense and what it is they're going to try to come out here and accomplish.
Discuss the punt returner, kick returner battle throughout training camp and what kind of led to those two guys being listed at the top there.
Well, catching a ball is what puts the two guys at the top at punt return. It always has and it always will. And Trevor and Alan have done it with the most consistency, and that's why they're listed where they are. In catching kickoffs is not as challenging. So now it's about what guys can do with the ball in their hands. And the guys we've listed there, we all think are dangerous and capable of both being the return man and the blocker, which is equally important.
Coach, what's different about this year's team leading into the opener, maybe as opposed to maybe the previous two?
I think what I talked about on media day before we started camp, I think the culture of this football team is different. Would I say it's 180 different? Absolutely not. They have stuck to their guns. There's great resolve in the group. We've got both leadership and responsiveness from our football team. It's been an extremely positive training camp and first week of classes. And now, as the focus is solely on you and I this week, I look forward to that continuing. And it has to for us to have an opportunity to be successful Saturday night.
With Davis as the offensive coordinator now, how have you gone about trying to prep for that specific system?
Well, you got to go back and look where he's been, and you got to look at what he's done, and that's what you got to count on. As well as there's some coaches on that Northern Iowa staff that have been there for a long time, and there are things that I'm sure Mark loves about what his program has done in the past offensively. So you try to gauge what those staples might be, and look at the new coordinator and what he's done.
And what's the not Washington film room for the past stops?
Well, their frequency of running plays. The speed and tempo of the offense, their ability to use a single personnel group and line up in multiple formations and formations that would normally be different personnel groupings that you would have to make a call off of, and they're going to do that with one group on the field.
I can only imagine that Quentin is champing up a bit to get out there after missing last year. Do you just get him involved as soon as possible? I mean, just to knock that rust off, whatever rust there may be. And how do you plan to handle that situation?
Well, you know, we like to spread it, and we've got the bodies to spread it with, and we won't necessarily go into it with, you know, whether it's a layup, you know, a hot pass or a screen pass or something like that to get his hands on the ball and get him going. Certainly he'll be a target, and he'll be a target early in the game and hopefully often throughout the game.
Well, we said at the end of fall camp that some of the Juco guys are obviously still behind the learning just because of how that process works. And that you guys need to maybe put them in situations to succeed and stuff like that. How do you go about, you know, putting them in the right situation to determine, you know, how many plays and stuff to give them right away?
Well, it's about reps. It's about reps on a practice field leading up to reps on game day, and that's what we're trying to do. We have so many of them. We've done a nice job, I think, of dispersing those reps as we've gone throughout camp, whether that would be in scout team work or good versus good work, and certainly the scrimmage work that we've had. But our guys have really looked at that and want to continue to monitor that, and they have the guys ready to play. And then not much different than the running back. As guys get hot game day, then you start changing the substitution patterns, and guys that are playing well are going to get more snaps.
Is Bobby Leaf about where you thought he'd be at this point?
Probably even a little bit ahead. He's come back. He had some shoulder problems throughout camp, so he's not taking every practice rep. And even with that being the case, I think he's picked up well on what it is that we're asking out of him in the position. physically, he's an impressive guy. And the more time he gets and as the season starts to go, I made the comment about Joshua Thomas as a true freshman. I think as he figures out, okay, this is what it's all about, I think the learning curve and his ability will take off. I think that's true with the junior college players as well at certain spots, Bobby Leith being one of those spots. I think he's got a chance to grow fast as the season gets going.
Are you the type of coach that will use the last 2 years' openers as motivation to show your team this is what can happen if we're not ready to go in week one?
I am, but I don't think I have to be. Our guys realize that, and it's not as much about what's happened in the past as this 2015 football team. These guys are ready to play their first game together as a team, and this is their team. They show me that every day, we could have lost the last 15 openers, and I could stand up here on a podium and pound my fist and. These guys got to go play it, and they got to be motivated to play, and there's no question that they are.
Coach, defensively, the defensive line might be a little thin heading into this week. Could you talk about that aspect and keeping these guys fresh heading into week one?
Well, you know, you talk about staying fresh, and we're finally going to have some heat this week on the practice field, and there's a good chance we're going to have some heat game day. So hydrating throughout this week and continuing a rotation like that to keep them healthy is going to be very, very important. I don't know if we'd single out any guy that we'd expect to play more than 40 snaps along the front, and if you can keep the numbers at that or below, I think you got a chance of playing hard the first snap and playing hard the last snap.
Paul, you've often talked about the loyalty of this fan base, and now with 5,000 more seats available, it's going to be a sellout. Can you comment on what kind of atmosphere you expect with that many more people, and kind of reiterate what that says about the loyalty?
Yeah, not a sellout yet, right, Beener?
Close.
Still tickets available to make this a sellout September 5th against Northern Iowa. You know what? That's an easy case for me to pound on the podium and say there isn't a more loyal fan base in all of the country. They love Iowa State Athletics. That they love the passion that this football program plays with. They're optimistic and hopeful for success, just like we are. They know we've been working hard and preparing to win, not preparing for mediocrity. And they'll be there in all their cardinal and gold with their voices screaming at 7 o'clock Saturday night. And I'm very, very appreciative of that, very thankful to that, and very much recognize that loyalty.
Coach, last year, run game kind of ate you guys up in quite a few games. How has this defensive unit shown that they're capable of slowing it down heading into week one?
Well, I think the bodies, you know, you talked about a rotation, and I think you're going to see a lot of rotations out there in the field. I think you're going to see linebackers rotating. I think you're going to see corners rotating. And certainly we've already talked about the defensive front. The more you can keep a team fresh, the more you can continue to play fast and get as many bodies to the ball as you can, you got a better chance. We've got to tackle better. The last two opportunities we had to scrimmage during training camp, we tackled very well. That has to carry over game day, and that'll be something we'll keep our eye on.
And then as far as wide receivers, this might be one of the best wide receiving groups that Sam has had to throw to over the last 3 years. What do you expect out of him in spreading his targets out?
Well, we're going to throw to open receivers, and by call and by man, who gets open and Sam gets the ball to them accurately, we'll see who catches it and who has an opportunity to run with it. He does have some guys to choose from, and it'll be a position on offense by the nature of our offense and by the number of guys that we'll have out there rotating. When the game gets to a point where it's on the line, you'd also like to see your top guys out there and remaining out there, and that's what we'll look to do.
As you look at the offensive line right now with the five starters, how many guys do you feel good about there in the depth chart that good about playing like on game day, and will any of those guys switch positions if necessary?
Well, we're not as deep as we'd like to be on the offensive line. We have three tackles right now that we're prepared to go with. We have three guards that we're prepared to go with, and we've got two centers. Nick Sievers has done a nice job of when Patrick Scoggins went down of coming in there and saying, "Coach, you can count on me. Hey, teammates, you can count on me." And having three and having two is you have to be there. And we'll look forward to that starting five going and seeing how much we need to play the other guys in an effort to be successful.
It must be my turn on the injuries. Is it to assume everything's the same injury-wise? I mean, nothing. We heard about what running backs the other night when we were up or something after a scrimmage, but okay.
Yeah, we've had some running backs in blue jerseys, meaning protective jerseys, that we're keeping them out of contact. They're all full speed, ready to go today. Patrick Scoggins, as you know, and Cole Anderson. Cole will have surgery this Thursday on his ACL, at this point, I'm hopeful we're taking a football field with everybody else.
Paul, with Devlin, were you surprised when he came here to tell you you want to walk away from the team?
I wasn't shocked. For a guy in his fourth year who loves the program and loves his teammates, you'd like to have seen him, stick it out and be a part of finishing this. But in Devlin's opinion, and I support, he was looking to finish it up somewhere else, and he's in school here at Iowa State University and wants to finish out a great semester here because he likes the education that he's been receiving, and then he'll look to finish up somewhere else.
Coach, can you talk about what the adrenaline and the excitement's like walking out of that tunnel week one every season, and how much fun it is for you to get back at it Saturday?
Well, it's always tremendous, we work 365 days for 12 recognizable days of work that are guaranteed, and we fight like heck to get a 13th out of that. The feeling is always one that's hard to describe. This year will be even better as we enter the newly renovated Jack Trice Stadium and enter in front of 61,500 screaming fans and run towards the south end zone that you guys have seen it. And if people from around the country were to come visit Ames Saturday night, they'd realize it's one of the top venues in college football, and I'm not ashamed to say that or afraid to say that.
Any personnel situations other than anything that we've already asked about?
No. The position is stacked up where it is. Trevor Ryan, we've adjusted to running back. We thought maybe we needed some added speed back there. So Trevor Ryan is a guy we've shifted from right wide receiver to running back.
From wide receiver. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you using the south? How do you use the south end zone as a recruiting tool now?
Oh gosh, we've got more videos and pictures bringing kids here and the South End Zone Club is something that we'll certainly use when we get to December and January as far as recruiting meals and so forth. But you just walk in there and you don't have to stage anything to sell it. It sells itself, and just a phenomenal job by Whites and all the other contractors and the architects. If you didn't know and addition was done, you'd have no idea. This wasn't something that was piecemealed together. Just a fabulous job, and thanks to the Rymans, thanks to the Sioux Cups, thanks to Jamie Pollard and President Leith, and we're thrilled to be taking the field in that stadium.